Hey, it's Joanna Campbell, and I have on the line right now Lauren Bell. She's a style editor for Baltimore Magazine, and she was part of the big holiday gift-giving extravaganza that we heard about on the Morning Stash. So I had to call her and ask her a few more questions about that whole spread, because it's really, really awesome. So, Lauren, how did you go about choosing all these items for the gift list?
I mean, there's so many great boutiques and stores in Baltimore, and really what we wanted to do this year was to provide more of a curated selection of different kind of people that you have in your life. So we kind of went and named different interests for people. So we have an ideal page for a fitness fanatic, an ideal page for a foodie, someone that enjoys the outdoors, someone that's more of a reader. We have a bibliophile page this year, which is new.
What kinds of items are actually being featured on those lists?
Some of my favorites that come to mind, you know, for your fitness fanatic, we have a great foam roller, a yoga block, and some really great gear for training. And then for the foodie section, we have everything from different measuring cups to a Dutch oven, reusable tote bags, which are huge right now. We also have a children's page with a lot of fun games and books. We have the ideal things for your coworker, so anything from different notebooks to alcohol, which is sometimes needed or fun to give. We have that right there, too. And then we also have a great trendsetter page where we have everything that's kind of hot for fashion right now. So we have velvet booties, and we have a bunch of animal print stuff, which is pretty big right now as well.
I know everybody is thinking already, what about my gift budget? Is there any sort of range there, or is this all high-end stuff?
It's a pretty good range. I mean, we have gifts for as little as $6 all the way up to maybe $150, but we try to keep it pretty affordable and lower budget.
We got to talk about the importance of shopping local versus shopping online for some of these gifts from big retailers or, you know, all the way down to the local store and why that's so important.
I'm guilty of it. I think we all are, of how easy it is that we can just click and add things to our cart and shop that way. And sometimes it's a necessity, but it's a tough time for retailers right now, especially. And we really want to support our local stores so that they stay around and we're putting money back into our community.
Well, I got to go through it again. When can people find it on the store shelves?
It is out now.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye.